Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
June is Black Music Month, and the guy who brought BET to life many decades ago, Bob Johnson, is at it again, this time with a new urban movie channel. Beginning today, UMC's Black Music Month collection will include films featuring Damon Dash's Welcome to Black Rock, The Industry from Russell Simmons' Hip Hop Speak series, and the untold story of the Sugar Hill Gang, I Want My Name Back. The urban movie channel will, of course, feature documentaries about the late Tupac Shakur and Notorious B.I.G. And yes, I did see All Eyes on Me last night. Two thumbs up and a circle on that one. I will also have exclusive interviews with the cast and director Benny Boom next week, and you don't want to miss that. Oh, and speaking of music, Beyonce hasn't dropped those babies yet, but she is already gearing up for performing again. She is set to headline Coachella 2018 after pulling out of this year's show. Now, you know, she was replaced by Lady Gaga as the festival's headline act because, well, she was pregnant with twins and she just couldn't make it. When festival goers heard about it this week, they were delighted. Everybody's been taking to Twitter, and more importantly, everybody is trying to get tickets already for Coachella next year. When Beyonce was set to perform, she would have been the first female act to headline Coachella since Bjork back in 2017. She did appear in 2014, but that was with her sister Solange. And of course, Solange wasn't really headlining, although we love her dearly. And I don't know when those babies are due, but I have a feeling, I'll bet Beyonce's having those twins next week. We'll see. And did Venus Williams spill the baby news on her sister Serena in terms of whether it's going to be a girl or a boy? Well, she had hinted that the new baby was a girl at the French Open on Wednesday, but after a flurry of questions from confused fans, Serena has taken to social media to confirm she does not know what in the heck the gender of her baby is. The pregnant tennis ace shared a message on Instagram explaining how the Williams clan always uses the word she more than he because they grew up with sisters, and that finding out on the day that the baby's born will be the best surprise of her life. She says, "I think the surprise of knowing what you're going to have on that very special day that you give birth is probably the best surprise you can ever have in your life." She's absolutely right about that. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.